hard was it on you last year having to watch all year, you know, when you were going into a season where you thought that you were going to get the job?
Well, it was really tough. Coming out, having a strong training camp from the beginning, it was tough to go down and having to watch everybody, but, you know, that's part of the game, and, you know, you got to take it for what it is.
Were you in a situation where you were healed by the time, a decent part of the way into the season, but the way that they have to do it at the end of the training camp, that they had to put you on IR? Did you have to watch a lot of that season healthy?
No, I was pretty beat up at that point, yeah.
So when did you get fully healed? At what point this offseason were you fully healed? You
know? I was maybe around late December. Uh-huh. It was a pretty nasty injury, and, you know, got the surgery, you know, went through rehab, and healed up right at the end of the season.
Was there a setback? Seemed like you were doing a little better maybe after the first month. Was there a setback at some point?
No, there wasn't really any setbacks. It was just the injury that, you know, it was pretty nasty, and there was nothing we can really do about it.
What exactly happened to your shoulder? Did it get separated or bone break in there?
Chip bone, torn ligaments, and it was pretty nasty. And,
well, while you were gone, the Raiders loaded up on the tight end position here. How do you see the tight end position here now?
I try not to worry about things like that too much. Just try to, you know, be confident, do my job, do what I'm asked to do, and, you know, do it effectively.
Your impressions of quarterback Matt Schaub?
Excuse me?
Your impressions of quarterback Matt Schaub?
Oh, you know, Matt Schaub is a tremendous player. Came from Houston. He's tight end friendly, so that's pretty good for us. We like Matt. You know, he's a good leader, great football player, and he's good for this team.
His numbers at Houston were big, but when you look at the amount that the tight ends caught, usually more than one of them. He usually had two guys that caught a lot of passes there. Is that something you take notice of right away as a tight end?
Of course. Yeah. You know, watch film on him before he came. You know, he likes the tight ends. He likes to use the middle of the field, and that's what we'll be there for him.
So with all the competition at your position, it's a great deal just to be a starter, but it could be a real big deal in that you have a quarterback that will really allow you to thrive, I would assume.
Right. You know, there's competition all over the field. You know, we got a good room, I feel, and, you know, just try to do my job day in and day out and, you know, try to help each other and, you know, do what we can do.
It was a long time between playing and then practicing this season. Did it feel like you were able to kind of hop back in there, kind of like riding a bike, or did it take you a while in these OTAs to kind of get back into the flow?
Well, you know, yeah, you're right. It was a long time. You know, I didn't get to do anything but to watch film, so that's how I kind of gained experience a little bit. Okay. But I was a little rusty. You know, I can admit that. But, you know, it was good to get back in there and get in there with the guys. So that was probably the most fun thing.
Are you doing full practice?
Right, I'm doing full practice.
Did you view it as sort of vote of confidence in the tight end? You know, Reggie didn't sign a tight end this offseason. Sort of vote of confidence in what he has with you and Michael and the other guys?
You know, maybe so. It's one of those things I try not to think about too much. I mean, my job is to get on the field and, you know, be productive and, you know, do what I can do to help this team. So, I didn't think about it too much.
Have you ever been through a longer kind of injury stretch where you didn't get to play? Was that
never?
And what was that experience like for you? It's got to be kind of a mental grind.
It was pretty tough. Like I said, never been having an injury like that before. First surgery, so one of those things. Just try to, you know, be confident in myself and my preparation, and get back on the field and try to pick up where I left off.
Last year, before you got hurt, did you feel you had won the job? Were you thinking you were the number one guy last year?
Once again, I wasn't really thinking about that. I was just trying to, you know, get in and do what I was asked to do and, you know, do it effectively. So, like I said, I didn't really, you know, put myself in any place in the depth chart.
Any more guys?
What's been your observation of just the way the team has changed around you?
Right.
And all, just in the few years that you've been here, some of the changes have gone through. Now, this year with all the veterans and the guys like Tuck and Woodley and stuff they brought in.
I believe it was a good change. We got some Super Bowl winners in here, and it brings a lot of confidence to the team, bring a lot of leadership, and, you know, leadership develops more leadership. That's how I think about it. Just try to spread knowledge and, you know, do what we can do to bring a championship here.
How much weight in muscle have you put on since your first day here?
I came in around, I want to say about 245, 247, and now I'm about 258, 260. So.
We've talked over the years about your blocking. That's been the thing the coaches want you to work on. How's that coming along? You think have you reached the point now where it's good enough to be the starter?
I mean, it's one of those things, you can't really tell right now. We're not really in real football yet, no pads on. But, it's about technique. It's about, being confident. It's about knowing your assignment. And that's one of those things I'm working on right now.
Is that the next big test for you to take a real big hit on that shoulder and then to let yourself know that you're good, or do you know you're good now?
I feel pretty good. Like I said, we're not in pads right now, so it's kind of hard to tell, but I feel pretty good.
How did you get hurt? Was it one play? Did you land on the ground hard?
Right. I just took a nasty fall. I was inverted, fell on my elbow, and kind of went into my shoulder a little bit. It was pretty ugly, but I was able to bounce back.